This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 24, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-40s. Yesterday's winter storm brought several inches of snow to North Shore communities. There were reports of slippery roads and car accidents in the area. Many area schools canceled afternoon and evening activities due to poor road conditions. Just beyond the North Shore in the Merrimack Valley, there were reports of much more snow, some downed trees, and power outages. Further north into New Hampshire, almost a foot of snow fell in some areas. A joint committee meeting involving the Marblehead Select Board and the school committee this week appointed Thomas Mathers to serve the remaining portion of Emily Barron's school committee term. Barron resigned in October. According to the Daily Item, Mathers was one of six candidates interviewed for the post. He said that he did not plan to run for the seat when the term ends. Mathers is a former member of the Masquinomet Regional School Committee, and he feels when he joins the committee, he can hit the ground running. According to the city of Gloucester, there was a sewage overflow issue affecting the city's inner harbor yesterday. According to Ethan Foreman's story on GloucesterTimes.com, residents were notified of the issue yesterday morning. The cause of the overflow is not known, but it contained untreated or partially treated sewage or waste. Finally, in the news today, the Daily Item is reporting their number one story on the website for 2022. The most read story on their website last year was a story in June announcing the new Amazon Fresh grocery store that was to open on Route 1 in Saugus. Bill Newell on sports is next with details on what is ahead tonight in high school basketball.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell on sports. The Celtics lost to the Orlando Magic last night, 113-98. They're right back at it tonight in Miami against the Heat. The Bruins play in Montreal tonight. Boys high school basketball this evening. Salem is at Gloucester. Here is Gloucester coach Adam Philpott on the very talented Brayson Green of the Salem High Witches.
You know, for his size, you don't see it too often at this level in our conference where a guy with his size is able to, you know, he's pretty fluid in his ball handling. He can shoot it from perimeter. He can attack the basket. You know, he's playing above the rim. I've seen a handful of dunks already, so... He's definitely a guy that we have to keep in check, and he even had some moments against us last year as a freshman, and you were like, wow, this kid, you know, he can really be a special player, and he's taking that next leap now in his sophomore year.
In girls basketball tonight, Saugus plays at Beverly. This is Saugus coach Mark Surrender.
Beverly, they play a tough man-to-man. They help well. They communicate well. They box out well. And looking at mutual opponents, you know, they beat Marblehead earlier this year, and that should be a great game. We certainly have to bring it right from the opening whistle. And, you know, if we shoot well, I feel confident in our ability to get it done there. But that's easier said than done against that defense.
Also on the girls' front tonight, undefeated Lynn Clasco plays at Revere at 6. This will be a tough one for Coach Tom Sawyer and his Rams.
At Revere on the road, which will be a very tough game. We had some success against them the first time at our place, but they were without their center. So she's back, and that'll completely change that team. So can't look ahead too far, but I know that Tuesday will be a challenge playing at Revere.
Lynn Classical coach Tom Sawyer. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody, and thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.